the pasuk says, "Vodom yodas havi ishto peretalef." Pasuk yalef. The tarot says, "Kayan between the konisi ish as Hashem." The tarot says, "Ocher." Everybody knows the story, the famous story of Kayan the Hevel. And it's a pel of the gezach lemaisa. Hevel, Kayan goes on to kill Hevel. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him, but there was a certain need of Kayin that didn't let him. He obviously felt rejected or down for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his carbon, accepted Hevel's carbon, and that caused him to go around to a midah to mamish to. Adariga Mamish. So we have to understand that there's a big Yisoidus and let me say everything has many different Purusha Mashua, but I once thought of Mahalach, I think I said that Siv says something, I don't know about this, but I thought of Mahalach that we find a very interesting lashon in the creation of kind. Adam Yodas Chavi Ishtoi V'Tar Teiras Kayin. She gave birth to God. V'Tayma Kanisi Isha Ish Es Hashem. I was kind of an Ish with Hashem. As Rashi says, Im Hashem, Es Hashem is Im Hashem. Kishabar Ois Ves Ish Yehuda V'Ada Barano. I was there Shutfim Manu Ima. He was Shutfim. As we know, the Maisa, according to the Gemara, the Maisa that the Maisa of the Eitz Hadas was before, as Rashi said. But Koyim Ma'in Shal Ma'ila, this was all before the Eitz Hadas. And the Maisa, it could be, I think I once said a Yisoid over here, that it could very well be that the whole chait of the Inyan of the Eitz Hadas had shachas to this Inyan. And the fact was that when she gave birth to Kayin, so the Maisa, as Rashi brings down, she called him Kayin, Lashon Kinyan. She was kind that she felt she was a Bairi over here. And Behemoth is true. That when a person, as Mar says, Shoshoshe Shutfin, or Nidah, Shoshoshe Shutfin, Ba'adam, or Mikomokom, Mikomokom, a person has to realize that when there was a nekud over here of a personal tear that she's a bayri. As she says, Im Hashem, and that could be, this Mamish Meshul, I once gave a whole shmuz about this, that could be that was the pushing ingredient that had for the Eitz Hadas, because she now had this taiva for Yisrael Elokim. She felt she was ready for Elokim in a certain way, in the Koyach of Bria. But she said, I participate, I'm a partner here in creation. So she wanted to have that clear, and that was the emes, the lure that the snake Nochus put in. They always said, you'll be like Elohim, you're the Torah. So she already had that netiyah and that clear that she wanted to be like Elohim. Memela over here, when she said, Kanisi Isha Es Hashem, and that's what she called him, Kayin, she not only thought about it, but she expressed it in the naming of Kayin. And that could be that's what put the Koyach into Kayin, in the in of a person feeling that he is in certain control, that I have a certain control and a certain and he is spotless and not only spotless though, but Hagam, she said Im Hashem, with Hashem, but the Maisa, there was a Lashon over here of Es Hashem. We know the Goyim explains the difference between Im and Es. Im is together with the same Kavanas, Es is with different Kavanas. For she expressed Es Hashem, even though it was with Hashem, but her kavana, when she said she was a creator over here, there was a little of ego, according to one side, a little ego of her own ego, of her own koyach, that she, and it wasn't a spotless, Im Hashem told me, totally with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally. Here was Es Hashem, her with her own kavana, with her own memela, could be, but that's the amkus why this chayt, that Kayin was in a certain bechina, Kayin was a, what's it called? Kayin had this natiya towards his own ego. And Mamela, when it came that his ego got stunted or ashamed by things, that was very, very damaging, that he wasn't able to be misgaber on it. About his does bechira, Chas V'Shalom doesn't mean a person has a mina, but it could be the koyach of that. Again, it's Dakas de Gazach, which was Machava, the Mama of the Bria, but at the end of it, there was a Dakas de Kuda of her own input into it, her own thing. Kanisi, I was Kainan, it's my Kinyan. So she felt that that even though the Maestri is Shoshu, but the person has to grow, that's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that without what's it called? Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Bria, there's no person in self. Like if somebody once came to Moshe Feinstein, the famous Meister, somebody came to Moshe Feinstein and said, Moshe, the Choyra, Shlosha Shutfim Ba'adam, right? Man, woman, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So 2/3, Roiv of the person is from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's from man. So the Choyra man should have a bigger say there. So Moshe said, you make a mistake. Because in the man and the woman themselves, each has a Shlosh from the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kufa. So Mela, Sefer Shel Davar, if you make the chesh, whatever Moshe said, that it comes out, that's all good. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, the person has to understand that all the koyach that we have in the world, even if we do something, we accomplish one, but a person takes the Maisa and he makes a Kodisi, I was Kaina, it's a certain lack of understanding. Even though we say with Hashem, if Hashem understands with Hashem, but there's a certain, and maybe that could be that was given over to the namesake of Kain, therefore Kain had the big nisoyin of to be mismayed himself when he was born with this koya. As very meduik lefizer, Rabbi said that it says later on that when they had their third child, so it could be that she understood after Kain was nifta. So after Hevel was nifta, and then Kain. So who came? The Bria came from Shays. So what's state by Shays? Shays says more than Kishos the Elokim Zera Ata. Kishos the Elokim is all Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem. There she said that she understood that the fact that there was a toys that she made. She Kanisi, I was Kaina with Hashem. There she said Shays calling him Shos. That's why Shays from Shays came Abraham, who was the author of Eifer. Avram was came out from Shays because she was mocking herself. Kishosli al King Zerah Balzevel, the Rabbi Kain. Hashem gave it. Shosli, she was all from a good. Oh, she's still a partner, but she understood that she overextended herself and her boundaries were understood. Again, we're talking about Dach every Chet when we talk about the time of others, especially other Bechava. They were brios that we don't can't imagine. If you see us on Kodesh, but in their level, there was a certain ihe spotless to Kodesh. There was a certain feeling that they're a boy just equal to Kodesh Baruch. But they have to understand, a certain right guy, a certain ego that's involved on their level. And if that's true, so that's what was implanted in Tekayim. And then when she realized it, so she was massacred with Kibbutz Chase. And the Chanaim, I'm also shutif now, but I realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And about it, we're involved, that we do acts, and we're involved in this world. But it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mensha is only the Bechira. As we said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings everything to fruition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings everything about. And we have to have His spotless. But regularly, we don't have His spotless. We're all to go on, and our ego, and the thing, we could build ourselves into people that, Chas V'Shalom, are not ready to machniah. Humble ourselves, and once we come to that level, it's a very, very dangerous inyan. Man has that tremendous koyach to overextend himself sometimes when he's matzliach, and he attaches the atzlocha to himself. That's the difference, Rabbi Zayn. Person, we always speak about gaiva and anova. What's the difference? The person, it's not the pshat that the person doesn't know who he is and his success. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest, his honor of Mikol Adam, Shapnei Adam, but Moshe Rabbeinu also says about it, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it himself, he wrote his honor of Mikol Adam. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that when the terrible mitzvah, when the terrible tragedy of Nodav Avir when Nifta, Moshe Rabbeinu said, oi, the cry that call, he told Aaron, I thought it was me and you, we're the biggest, now I see they're bigger than us. Hello? Who's talking over here? This must be the biggest egoistic man. He says, I thought it was me and you, Aaron. Heretz is, people make a mistake. Anov is not Gaiv is not knowing who you are. The Gemara says in Soif Soif, the last Gemara, the Gemara says, Shemes Rebbe, I think, Batla Nova. Nova was Batla. So Rebbe says, of course that I have the Mishnah. Of course that I know, the Ika I know. It's still me. You're talking about a Novi here. What are you doing? Parents, people make a mistake. But before I should bring a ride from there. People make a mistake. A Novi is not knowing who you are, your accomplishment. A Novi is attaching and saying that even though I know I accomplished, I know I was successful, but attaching it, it's all trapped up on his bone. Nothing's mine. Once you attach it to yourself, there's a mocking to take that and believe in your own ability. I want you to believe in your own ability that takes you, removes you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the danger. Another is knowing of your success and knowing all the things you're accomplishing, but attaching it totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, all that I have, all that I think, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. It's not my own. That's the touch of another. And Meila, and this is so important, but especially when a person is in a shtub, but it's like, I have a tremendous word I always say over in this week's parasha in the end of Ish V'Ishtoi. It says that so every Valdash gets up at the thing. There's the famous word at Sheva Brachos Torah. A man is not good to be alone. Ezla Ezek Kenegdo. He needs an Ezek Kenegdo, and everybody gets up and Valdash and all companionship. Man needs to have someone in his life. Lo Tov Yosar Levado. Why is it? That's how it seems to be the pastures of Lasha. I will make Ezek Kenegdo, but there's a kasha with that. If the whole part is companionship, why is it Ezek Kenegdo? Rashi says Zocha Ezek was Kenegdo. Lo Zocha Kenegdo. It's no companionship. We don't want somebody's Kenegdo. That's one kasha. So the Maisa, the Pshan in companionship is a little bit schwer. But there's another shah. The Mordechai Chazal Dash and Rashi Bri says Zocha Nasa Ezek. Lo Zocha Kenegdo. The Maisa says Shikla Or. Why does it have to be? Why can there be a part of a pshara? Why can there be something in between? It's mashma either she's Ezo or she's Kenegdo. So I once said a Gevaldik at Deher, not my Deher, it's Pashur Rashi, but people don't, sometimes you don't learn the Rashi, not only Rashi himself has a different pshat, Loi Tov Ezo Levada. Rashi Chumash has a different pshat. People think Loi Tov Ezo, they say this pshat. Rashi says that Hash is different, and maybe because of this Chazal. Loi Tov Ezo Levada, Rashi says pshat is, it's not good for a man to be alone, because if a man would be alone in this world, he would say this yochid bel yani, this one in the other now. The yochid bel tachton is one down. So, just like this one above, there's one down. And so Meila, he's going to believe in himself to be a deity. He's his own God, Elohim again. The Kodeshman made another heaven person in this world, who's either an Ezer or Kenegdo. And that's why it has to be either or, because both situations prove that he can't be. If she's an Ezer, that means he needs help. A God that doesn't need help. If he's Kenegdo, that's also, God don't have anybody Kenegdo. If they do, they don't remain too long Kenegdo. So mainly that's why her Matzias has to be either Ezek Kenegdo. She has to have a Kenegdo above, because if he's Loi Zoch, but in Loi Zoch, it has to be a matzav where it's also accomplishing this tafkid. Meaning the Ikka tafkid Ha'isha was to create that a man shouldn't think he's bring him down to earth, put his feet on the ground. He shouldn't think he's who knows what. And that's by being an Ezer Kenegdo. He has to think, well, she's my Ezer. Oh, Taka, if I need to Taka do my laundry, I can't manage it myself, or whatever it is. Oh, Vaistois, I'm not Mr. Invincible. And that's what the woman is brought to this world to humble the man, to make sure the man doesn't lose himself. That's a toy for him. Because if he's not going to have Loi Toiva, if he's not going to have that person that's humbling him, help him to humble. So when you come home at night and you get all upset, you want this, you forget, that's a task to humble you. A thousand dollars, you're not invincible. You're not invincible. You're not Mr. Who knows what. You have to realize you're a boss of a dumb. Because, and it's for your good, because you're going to realize lose yourself. You're going to go who knows to where. Start making yourself into somebody who knows what. And, it's a parallel. It's fedorious that way, because even if we say that it's not Yochid Boilom, but there's more people, but the Pshah is that there's a certain machshava that a person can have. He's yochid. He's a yochid. He's an individual, and you know, there's no, a person has to believe that all there's a certain she can live their own. But at the same time, to take that machshava and to use it in a dangerous way of gaiva, of hoarding it, and taking and destroying other people through that man, that's the danger of us. That's the tachas of the isha. The main of the fizia comes out unbelievable. That was Chava's whole tafkin. And Mela, she did the opposite of a tafka. That was Khaleesi Issa Shirukim. She was going into Paket. Khaleesi Issa was to be that will in Paket. She was going from the opposite direction. That's why there was such a taina, a chav. She destroyed her tafka. The tafka was to bring Leitovias on the Vada. And he shouldn't think he's in. And she Khaleesi Issa, there was a stickle Indian that we are like Kodesh Baruch. And Mela, there was a, it could be that's the amkus of why she was this cow and it's an of childbirth itself, because that's the area where she felt that she was ke'elokim, because she felt because when she had that baby it's kanisiyis, so that's why Hashem gave her the klal in that area itself, because that was the area what brought her to the machshava that she thought she's invincible. Now she's going to suffer through the childbirth because that could be the amkus adava. But the sefer shodava is a person to understand that a person that. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that we have gewaldig miles, and we have unbelievable. We have to everybody has to know his miles very, very deep. But he has to know the midah v'achno, the midah v'achno. Otherwise, a person could be a big, he could be chas v'shom, sin tremendous against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He murdered against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the people that came to murder against the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the pshat is that they believe that they attack. We can start a war against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was a chesaron hachno. Once a person is missing that yin of achno, it's very dangerous. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a woman to help to understand that yisurid bris. So a person has to honor that and understand that, and forget if you know I have to humble myself because my wife's a little bit more difficult with the wife. That's part of the connect though. That's supposed to be humble. That's not tafkid. But oh man, why do you make my wife so difficult for me? The teretz is man, because if she didn't make you connect though. You would be, who knows where you'd be up in the world. You're trying to create your own world, your own, who knows what universe over here right now. Who even knows what you'd be doing? You'll have the Midas Hagai, which was Saga Kodesh Baruch Hu. That could be the Am, because I just thought of it. Ish v'ish, Zachar, Shkinah Shuri B'neiah. Shkinah Shuri B'neiah, the Pshah is the Kodesh. The fact that the woman humbles the man. Because what's Masad the Shkinah for the bias? Mora says the person who's Miskoya, he's Gai V'dik, he feels he's like on top of the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu can't stand him, he can't stay in the same world. But the Isha is made to humble the man. If she humbles him in the right way, if it's Zacha, she's able to humble him. In that way, without doing Hatafkid and Shechinah Shmiri B'neim. Why? Because she's Mesalik, the Koyach of Gaiva that man has. That's the Zacha. That's the Kavanah of the Zacha. Could be either Ezek and also. But either way, but the Zacha, the Pshat is, that she's Zacha to create that harmony of the Achna, of the man, which is her Tafkid. That's the Zacha. But if she's not Zohar, loy Zohar, then Chas V'Shalom, the Shechina is nostalgic from there. That's why, that's the Pshat, why he's Zohar to Shechina. Because the Shechina wants to dwell, but if the man is Taka Hori and he believes he's Ke'elu Kim, Yoy David Tevin, so I'm not saying we should down for the Kenegda. We should down for the Ezer, we understand it, but if we don't understand the Ezer, we don't appreciate the Ezer. Now, if you don't appreciate the Ezer, and that Ezer also is the type to humble the man, you need to help you out. Isn't that? That's also to understand. I can't do it alone, and I have to appreciate it. If I don't appreciate it, it also comes from that Yisoy that I don't really need it. She's doing it for me, but I don't really need it, because I'm Mr. Invincible. I don't. So it's vain. So you don't appreciate. You're not giving that chorus. I thought male servicial governor. So then she has to be connected. So then it could be, I mean, we think it's a natural thing. You don't pay attention to your wife, so she goes connected. You don't thank her for anything, so she puts mud on your plate. You say, listen, the last 10 weeks I've been serving, I haven't said anything. And you don't know if it's good or bad, or you like it, thank you or not. So I thought I could put anything on your plate. She gets all upset and angry, a lot of, because now there was no appreciation. Appreciation comes from Achno. There was no Achno in the Ezer. So it has to be connected now. Now you're going to get the mud. Maybe get in your face, or whatever. Because you have to humble. You're not going to be machmir. So let's be zeicha, to have it in the eyes of Hashem. But understand and appreciate the wife, and appreciate that situation. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is that we should understand, like Toy Yerushalayim Levada. It's not good for us to be alone. Behind with the machshava, that we're alone. We're in charge. We're in control. You have to know, because Baruch who's there. He's in control, we have to humble ourselves. And that's the tachos of a woman.